the rest of the story. When Cecil B. DeMille filmed The Ten Commandments, the original Ten Commandments silent movie made in 1923, do you know that he took an entire week to shoot the chariot scenes alone? DeMille was spending up to $40,000 a day at one point, so the action scenes were lavish, lavish as none theretofore. 300 chariots were manufactured for the epic, to be drawn by a $10,000 team of stallions and to be driven by... Well, that's the rest of the story. C.B. DeMille needed chariot drivers. He needed hundreds of them. Problem was, the art of chariot driving was by 1923 a long-lost art. So, lacking those specifically skilled, DeMille recruited Hollywood cowboys and real-life soldiers. The cowboys knew their way around horses and had plenty of motion picture experience. The soldiers were rugged physical specimens from the 2nd Battalion of the 76th Field Artillery, Presidio Boys from Monterey. In command of the soldiers was Lieutenant Tony McAuliffe, who was to become famous during World War II for his gallant stand at the Battle of the Bulge. Remember? But for now, there was another battle to be fought in the service of the Army of the Pharaoh, in what would become the DeMille classic, The Ten Commandments. At first, the movie cowboys and the artillerymen fell into friendly rivalry, both groups claiming superior skills at the reins of an Egyptian chariot. But quickly, the challenge of chariot driving proved more formidable than either had imagined. DeMille had a 20-piece orchestra playing on location to put the actors in the proper mood for each scene. And the first day of shooting, one of the drivers lost control of his chariot, drove it straight through the string section, while his comrades collided in a major ancient-style traffic accident. In fact, the Ten Commandments, as millions eventually saw it, was almost never seen. Because when DeMille ordered his charioteers down a steep sand dune slope, a couple of days later, they outright refused. I mean these big, strong, brawny movie cowboys and those fierce fighting men from the United States Army itself took one look over that Southern California sand dune, another look at the tricky contraptions they were driving. They told DeMille unequivocally, unilaterally, no. Well, we have an unprecedented movie budget at stake. Time and money are running out. What's Director DeMille to do? Well, this is what he did. He turned to a stunt person. He said, take a chariot up on that high sand dune and drive it down. And at DeMille's demand, the task was performed successfully and repeatedly, until the humiliated cowboys and soldiers were forced to admit that it could be done, and with the cameras rolling, they did it. For C.B. DeMille, he had chagrined his charioteers into action through the example not of a stunt man, but of a stunt girl. Under the direction of one of the greatest motion picture directors of all time, and to prove that the Pharaoh's army could also safely do what they were told to do, a stunt girl took the reins of a chariot, took the chariot over that towering sand dune without ever having performed a single movie stunt in her entire life. The young lady who drove up and down that dune that afternoon, cheerfully, even giggling, laughing, the girl who led motion picture professionals, even the United States Army, into battle, was Cecilia DeMille, director Cecil B. DeMille's own daughter. Age 12. And now you know the rest of the story.